This is Audio Gossip with Lady J. This is volume 2, my first one being my introduction to myself, the whole 1 minute 17 seconds of it. And today I have other people to talk to, which is wonderful. Everyone, I would like to introduce you to Jerry Mulligan and Paul Lucas of Winter's Descent. Hi, guys.
Hey. What's up? How you doing, John?
Hello.
Paul, are you still there with us? We've been having connection troubles.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. But I just want you to know I feel a little cheated because I thought we were going to be number one.
You are the very first, like, live one that I've done. The other one was me doing, like, I think it was 15 takes of talking about myself, and I hated that. It was just me all along.
All wanted to be in on the intro.
Aw.
Pop in the background going, me too. I'm going to apologize in advance because I've already taken my sleep stuff. Because I was also having, I'm not going to say they were connectivity problems. We're going to say they were security issues. Because apparently somebody hacked my Microsoft Live account, which I needed to sign into Skype. And I don't know what they did, but they got me into some sort of trouble.
Oh, I can only imagine what people were using your account for. Actually, I may not want to imagine.
If I get some weird messages,
nothing worse than what he already does.
Oh no!
If I get some weird messages on Skype, I'm just gonna have to delete my account.
There you go. But you're using it now, and it's going to allow us to do this podcast, and that's what matters. So, guys. As you may know, an article went out on First Angel Media about the show that you were just in. It actually had the best response that I've had on that site for a while. Everybody went wild for it. Yeah.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you. Yes, you guys are making me very popular.
Paul stole Cody's line.
He's not here, so I had to say it.
You're going to hear from Cody's attorney on that one.
Oh, no. We've started a band war.
No, it was great. I actually read the review. Yeah, Jax did a good job.
Now, how was it? I mean, those were really big stages. That was a beautiful show. I mean, that was a beautiful, beautiful show.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by those stages.
Yeah, the sound and the lights were all amazing. All the bands were wonderful that night.
They were.
Just production value alone. And I was told by Lou said, and I quote, these stages are going to blow minds. And, you know, I've had people hype up their show before. And I was like, I know they're great guys and, you know, there's pretty straight shooters. So I definitely knew that they were going to have something special planned. But, yeah, he wasn't kidding. That was by far... Paul, it wasn't the biggest stage we've ever played on, but it was definitely the nicest, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was the biggest, but it was definitely the nicest and the most well-produced show we ever played, you know?
Yes, the production value was awesome. The sound was spot on. The light effects, everything was great. They almost gave one of our good friends an epileptic seizure with the strobes they kept hitting the crowd with, but he got to wear those cool shades. He got to borrow Zoe's glasses.
Now,
was how many lights were on stage? I think that's the hottest I've ever been on stage. Intensely hot up there.
I'm always so freaking hot on stage.
For anyone wondering what the heck we're talking about, the show that we're talking about, you can actually look up on First Angel Media. It included Resistance 13. It was their comeback show at River City in Wheeling. And it also had, Heroes Like Villains, and, of course, Winter's Descent, and In Service of Serpents, which is lot of S's.
My first time seeing them. They impressed me.
It was my first time seeing both of those.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, and they both did really awesome sets. And R13 did a great set, too. I was really impressed with their set.
Honestly, it was... Jax said it best to me at the show that it was the first time he had gone to one and not been even remotely disappointed by a single thing that happened that night. Right. Everyone had a great one.
It was really cool having two stages too, because there was you could just watch one band go right to the other one instead of all this loading and unloading time and waiting for everybody to set up and everything. It was cool how they did it.
The only thing I hated is I am going to display my secret out there for everyone to hear. I am terribly, terribly afraid of heights. You can ask Jerry. Mm-hmm. He's been to the mall with me. It's not a pretty thing. And
yeah, the upper level of the mall is a no-go for Jonna.
But
yeah, I can see why it would have been a problem there, being three floors up.
In a glass-backed elevator. This sucks.
I told you just to close your eyes. That doesn't work.
Thankfully.
Because you know it's there.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, Zosia West and Zach Cunningham of Reign of Z had my back. And they took care of me.
Little Reign of Z plug there.
Yes. Oh, you'll find I do a lot of plugs on these. This is not the first time I've been on a podcast, and we've just started counting how many times I've plugged people and things.
Fire off plugs like bulletin, Quentin,
yes. Yes, I have been told that I am very much like John Lane, the other podcaster here on Build the Scene. That's number two. And
was that like a plug with a plug?
Yes, it was.
That was some kind of weird Einsteinian time loop thing. Anyway,
like a mirror in a mirror.
Yeah, I'm on my sleep meds, so.
Sorry, I'll try not to mess with you too much. So, Paul, Jerry, what do you guys have coming up? Maybe, I don't know, this weekend? Speaking of plugs.
Well, I'm hopefully going
to get a fun weekend.
No, we got a big show coming up down in Washington. Little Washington, not big Washington. We're playing with Soak 9. They're putting a big show together with us and a band called Deadline. It'll be my first time seeing them. I've seen Soak 9 a couple times, and they put on a great show.
Yeah, Soak 9 puts on a good show. They're fun.
Yeah. They're good musicians. Good, solid musicians, and they're apparently putting a lot into this. They got pro sound, pro lighting, all the accoutrement.
We're getting all fancy there. What's that, Paul?
I said we're all about the big fun shows anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they approached. What was it? I think, Jonna, you helped facilitate this a little bit, and they said
I might have.
They said they were looking to do a local show. What was it? Said they wanted to do a national quality show with local bands at a local venue.
Yes.
And that's what turned me on to doing the show. Like, I've been wanting to work with those guys anyway, but, this one's a little bit further from home, and we're always a little hesitant before we hop on an out-of-town show because, when I hop on a show, I want to draw a crowd, unless it's we're just playing out of town, and it's a special situation. It's not like Washington is out of town, but
it's far enough though.
We were a little flattered to get asked to play this one. So
yeah.
A little hesitant too though. Like, I talked to them ahead of time and I was like, hey, we might not walk in with 100 people, but actually a lot of people expressed an interest in coming down, and Reign of Z, that's my first plug. They said, they'll come down and support. And I know Berg, he actually lives in Washington, so he's got no excuse.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I visited him in his candy shop.
Oh, yeah.
Paradise Candies, plug 3.
Was that on First Angel? Was that actually on First Angel?
Yeah, no, it was not actually on First Angel. Anyone who wants to look up my specific name, my real name being Jonna Lee Machika. Good luck with spelling that. I'm not going to take the 10 minutes for that. And Paradise Candy through Facebook. And you'll find some stuff on there that I've posted. All the good chocolates. Oh, my gosh. But
your name is not that hard to spell, Jonna. We've got a Labracopolis in the band.
You know what? I want to tell you guys, I am now in possession of I don't know that it's a one of a kind, but It is a rare Triangles guitar pick. And it is awesome.
For our listening audience, we call him Triangles because he actually has his Facebook name in Greek. Nick is actually Greek. Nick Lavrakopoulos. And I figured out how to pronounce it. I could not spell it to save my life with a gun in my head. But in Facebook, his name's in there in Greek, so he's like impossible to tag. And when you look at his name,
there's more shapes than letters.
It just look. We always used to say his name's just a bunch of freaking triangles, and so that kind of stuck.
Well, so here's my question for you guys, and maybe you can explain it, or maybe people will have to go onto the Winter's Descent Facebook page, plug for.
I wouldn't trust me to explain anything to you. Paul might be able to explain this.
On the back of this pick, it appears to say A2 plus B2 equals C2. God.
That's Pythagorean.
That's the Pythagorean theorem. Is that
yes?
Okay. Wait, but Paul, why do we call him? Why do we call him that? I can't remember.
Well, we were calling him Pythagoras for a while. But...
why? Because of the Greek thing.
Okay, I never would have put the two together. I never would have put that on. I never would have, like, my mind never would have said, okay, that's what that is on the back of a pick.
That's how you awesome. Figure out the degrees of a triangle, you know?
So. Oh! Okay, and second secret about me for the night, I can do math. I hate math.
Well, that's more geometry, but we'll make an exception.
Yeah, it all falls into that range for me, including statistics, because whenever you first take a course and they say, we're going to teach you all kinds of things about math and figuring out figures, but just so that you know, all of this is wrong. The very first thing I learned about that class was all of the math is wrong because it's all based on imaginary numbers that could have any factor behind them. So
that sounds like my kind of class.
Oh, you could have taken it for me.
Pythagorean theorem in my life.
I don't know. You guys kind of have this... I notice, since I do know the members of your band, that you guys are this crazy mix of fun and fact. There's like this very business-minded sense about Winter's Descent, and yet, if anybody were to go onto your Facebook page and check out all the live videos of your latest recordings from the studio, I mean, it's just all fun and games, but I happen to know you guys have a very serious side.
Yes, welcome to Winter's Descent, where the law of rationality doesn't matter and anything can happen.
Don't ever come to the practice room, because you're not going to see anything serious going on.
Well, no, I've been to your practice room a couple of times for shoots.
Yeah, our practice room definitely doubles as your photo studio.
It does. Your practice room doubles as my photo studio.
Some kick-ass pictures in here.
And anyone who would like to check some of them out, I have this crazy brand new page that is just Lady J, J-A-Y-E. And you can check it out and you can request or talk about anything that you hear on my podcast. See some of the photos I've done for the band. Winter's Descent. Heck, I'll throw some albums up there if you want.
We have some really great promotional posters, I will say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's that. Knock it off. Catherine's been on the podcast.
Aw, the kitty wants in?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at some of those right now.
Are you?
Julie has them framed up on the wall in our living room.
Oh, that's very good. I like that. I have some framed, too. Paul, do you have any framed?
Yeah.
He's like,
I think I'm the one who gave Jerry some of the drinks.
I was like, I found a way around being the odd man out here. I bought you your frame.
No, yeah, you come into my room, I actually have posters framed from, you know, our shows 6-7 years ago, you know. So, yeah, I've got a lot of framed posters.
Well, you guys...
I actually just found one of those that was buried in the back of the room. We used to have it framed, and it fell off the wall, and I think the frame broke.
You guys have been around for how long?
It's been 10 years.
About 10 years.
Right, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, 10 years.
And...
that's when me and Paul were in Julie's basement, my wife Julie's basement in Westview, just playing, you know, Paul was playing a guitar and I was singing. There was no band yet. We didn't have our name or a real band.
Hey, two people making music is a band.
There you go. I like that.
Sort of. let's be fair. It was the beginnings of a band.
It was the beginning of Winter's Descent. Ooh, I kind of like that. It was fall.
It took 9.5 years to really get it to the point where it is now.
Well, you guys, in the last, 4-5 years possibly, I've heard, have had lineup changes. You've had quite a few things. Maybe, shall we call hiccup?
We've changed about as often as the cast of Walking Dead, where we just kill members every single freaking episode.
We like to keep it exciting, you know?
Every week, some major important person is just gone.
Now, I met you guys, November 2016, and have been to... I'm happy to say that. You guys are one of the official... longest known bands by Lady J. So, you know, there should be an award or something there. If I give you guys an award, Paul's going to have one hanging up on his wall, is all that I can say about it.
This is our award.
I'll get Jerry's frame for it. Don't worry.
There you go. Yeah. But, and I saw you guys, I met you guys, November 2016. I know that I have followed you around some. I've begun working closely with you over the last, since December. And I have watched a lot of changes happen for you guys.
You're a PR person now.
Yes, officially. I am. Officially.
Keep us out of trouble. I don't want to be you.
I hope they were good changes. Yeah.
They have been remarkable changes, honestly. You guys have always been, in my eyes, a good band. You've always been a solid band. But I have to say that the introduction of Nick and the newest member, Cody, has been...
Cody's sitting there listening to this right now. However long from now when we're recording this in post, going, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I guarantee.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking now, Cody. Exactly I know. As soon as you heard that, it went right through your head.
That's just anyone who would like in on this. Cody is, I call him Cody Bear. He's the big lovable lumberjack that they've got on stage, and that man.
Cody Bear.
he is nuts on stage. I love it. But
Cody will take your freaking head off if you're not paying.
Me and him are battling who can be crazier on stage.
I have to watch.
You guys are on either side of me, so I feel like I'm running a gauntlet where swords are trying to cut your head off from either side.
Oh, I like that. I am going to see your shows in a whole new way, including the one I'm attending this weekend for you.
Yeah, watch carefully. I'm doing that Russian dance where you're up and down, up and down. With decapitation.
Oh man, the last show, I know I pegged you in the funny bone, right.
Oh no!
Funny because you and I usually have good awareness of each other, and we can just dance around each other. But man, you and me ran right into each other at least 2 times, and it's funny. I think we're not used to having all that room up there, you know.
I could see that.
Yeah. It was so much fun, and we had so much space to move around, and we definitely weren't used to that.
Well, I know that I got to see the biggest, boom moment for me would have been whenever you were on the stage at Mr. Small's Funhouse. There we go. I was able to talk. And it was the night whenever Dan GTX, how many plugs is that now? recorded you guys.
I just want to say, hold on 1 second. 1 second, Jonna. I just want to say, Dan, if you're listening, we all miss you.
We do. Yeah,
we definitely miss Dan.
Yes, we do. He is amazing. Well, though he has left Pittsburgh, his legacy for Winner's Descent, at least, continues to live on in the live edited video that he gave you guys from that night. He really did an amazing job. And I mean, that was the night congeal. I mean, there was so much movement and craziness, and I'm going to tell you guys something. My 14-year-old daughter loves the music that I listen to. She had not heard you yet. And she's like, who's this Winner's Descent that you work with, Mom? And I'm like, here, you know, look them up on YouTube. And she looks you guys up. She looks up, you know, she just goes searching, and she's like, which one? And I said, well, whenever you search generally on YouTube, yes, I'm giving you all directions on how to find it. If you search generally on YouTube, you know, it's the one that says Mr. Small's Funhouse 2018, and she looks at it, and she's like, oh, Mom, they look really nice. And Jerry's sitting there talking for, like, you know, a second before the music starts, and she's kind of jamming to the intro, and all of a sudden, that moment where Dan has the close-up of Jerry and he's just like, whoa, and she fell off the bed with a squeak. She's like,
that's the reaction I was going for.
That's exactly what we were going for.
she's like, she looks up at me laughing and she's like, Mom, did you know that was going to happen? And I'm like, well, yeah. She says, but he seemed so nice. I guess that's an accurate way to describe you, Jerry. You seem kind of like the boy next door until you actually begin your performance, and then you morph.
Yeah, that's how I suck you in. Look all mild-mannered, like a nice young gentleman who comes from a nice home, and the next thing you know, I'm screaming and spitting on you in the front row.
Well, there you go.
Or sweating. I sweat under those lights. I've had to apologize to people for sweating directly onto them.
Oh, no.
Literally, like, I'm so sorry. I just, like, turned that one time, and I know I just totally, like, slimed you.
Oh, yeah, I know I probably have to apologize to Nick, because I know I got to be throwing sweat on him every time I whip my head around.
You know, I mean, honestly,
we make our live show sound so much fun. Hey, come check out Winner's Descent. You'll leave with any
DNA on your
person. You may leave with our DNA on your person.
But it's in a good way. It's in a good way.
Generally, I don't know. I think that's a matter of opinion.
Well, I mean, with all the movement that goes on, and, you know, Paul, you are the first time I have ever seen a bass player move that much. Like,
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is. I have said this to guitar playing friends who get, like, stuck in a corner, and they're like, we can't move. We're here in a corner. And I'm like, yeah, that normally seems to be the bass player's job. But anymore, there seems to be so much more action from everyone at shows in general. But you, sir, you take the cake. Because how many times have I taken photos of you and Jerry's head to say, there's some really good ones of Paul in there.
Yeah, Paul's a
freak. I try to keep you good material to work with, you know?
Oh, yeah, you guys are amazing.
Paul's a freaking maniac up there. Paul literally does not stop moving once.
Now, the even more amazing thing to me is that this weekend you're not just going to a show, are you? You got something else on the list on Sunday? Or is that another weekend? Come on.
No.
Pick up the hint. Pick up
Cody, Cody going to the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody. We're working with Lee Caruso, obviously. Jonna, you know, and he's a good friend of yours. He's a good friend of everybody's.
Hey, Lee is plug Big Atlantic.
Lee Caruso Jr. of...
Just get at the plugs. I'm tired.
Big Atlantic is helping out Winner's Descent. They're working together on the single. I believe it's just a single right now, but I've heard that you guys are laying down a few other things while you're there. Now, what single are you working on? I won't plug you completely. I gotta make you work.
We're not totally sure yet. We're still working on it. We're doing a lot of pre-production. We laid a couple of different tracks down, and everything's real. Like, we came in there with the idea that, yeah, we want to lay a single down, but as soon as I started talking to Lee, he was like, look, get any preformed, you know, preconceptions out of your head. Right now, we just want to focus on getting a sound for your new album, because he said, you know, with these two new guitarists you got, you're really kind of starting over. And I've been talking to Lee for a while about, you know, trying to get to the next level with the band. And, you know, we've been a band for 10 years and we've gotten some traction, and, you know, we played some good shows and we released a full-length album. What was it called, back in 2016? No, 2014?
13.
Wow. Jeez. Okay, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, he basically said, you're kind of starting over with your band here. And that's something that he's been advocating to me for a while. He was like, you know, if you really want to get serious with what you're doing, you need to kind of look at it like you're beginning again. And it just so happened that, you know, we had two guitarists we were working with. One was a longtime guitarist that we'd worked with for a good long time. Rob, he was with us for years. And another guy, Anthony, who had been with the band a relatively short time, but we had clicked with him pretty well and written some different types of stuff, some heavier stuff. It was more technical. And things were going really well, and it's just, you know, you never know what's going to happen with a band. A close personal friend of mine a while ago said, Jerry, a band is a fragile thing. And that has always stuck with me because, man, Paul, how much shit have we gone through in the last 10 years?
That's what I've said. The hardest part about being in a band is, you know, keeping it together and the people you get. That's the music's the easy part, you know.
Well, compared to it's all kind of difficult. Music is just a fucking pain in the ass. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but at this point, you know, we're just trying to hone our sound. You know what I mean? He wants us to just write and play and go through this pre-production process and just kind of, you know, get a feel for where we're at and get a feel for each other and really just kind of develop a sound and see what we're working with before we start laying anything down and calling it, you know, this is what it's going to be. So, I mean, I don't want to be all elusive. We definitely went in there with, you know, thinking we were going to lay down a single, and he has one that he likes, but that could change. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
No, what matters, but though, is you guys are in the process.
Let's just say we left that day and everybody was very excited and very optimistic after it. So.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, he's great really to work with. And Lee has got a great ear. And I mean, Lee and I have conversations where there's a certain point in the conversation where I'm like, okay, this is well beyond my frame of reference. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about right now. So this is the point in the conversation where you nod politely and smile. You know that you are going to retain very little of what is said to you in the next 5 minutes. You just kind of try and keep up as best you can. I mean, he went to Berkeley, and the guy just – I mean, he's worked with so many professional musicians. He's learned from producers. He has a really impressive body of knowledge, especially for someone his age. And he's definitely, man, I'll tell you what, a lot of things changed for us when I met him. And he's started to get to know the guys in the band a little bit better. Paul, I know you and him have had some good talks.
Yeah, I've really learned that well, like you said, sometimes the things he can tell you can just go right over your head every now and then. And you just got to kind of say, okay.
But, I trust that you know what you're talking about, even if I don't.
Well, this has turned into like...
Since we started working with Lee, it's been all positive things since. So.
This has turned into kind of a We Love Lee episode for a moment here, but to be absolutely honest... He deserves it.
Who doesn't?
Right. Everybody does love him. I know he's worked with you guys. I myself, he's been a mentor for me whenever it comes to my business, First Angel Media. And he's really helped me to grow, so I can only imagine what he's done for you guys. And he's one of my best friends. I mean, Jerry, you actually introduced us. And... I remember our first conversation was something about, I don't know, Jerry keeps saying we need to talk, so we need to talk. And now he's the person that, you know, I have his
I feel like he's really steered us in the direction we need to be going. So, and not that we weren't before, but he really guided us now, I think, where we need to be going. So
I could see that, yeah.
He definitely knows what a band needs to do in order to make traction. And he just, I mean, he's been exposed to, you know, he knows people in the industry, and he's part of a broader world. You know what I mean? And he's, you know, you can always play music for fun and have a good time with it, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think the issue, and I mean, I'm kind of getting segueing into a different topic. The issue around here in Pittsburgh is that in a lot of other cities, they at least are connected to a branch of this music industry, you know what I mean? The national industry. And Pittsburgh really kind of isn't, you know, we really don't have a finger on a pulse here. And it's difficult for bands because we don't have a lot of guys like Lee who has this knowledge and experience and who has worked with, you know, music industry people and professionals and producers and had formal education where he can tell you, okay, if this is what you want to accomplish, these are the types of things that you might want to start doing. And it's all suggestions from him. He's never gotten arrogant with us, but you know, there's things that you need to do in addition to just playing music if you want your band to go anywhere. And I mean, that's all stuff that we know in theory, but it's a different thing when you're putting it into practice, especially when you see it, like Paul was saying, when you see it starting to work for you. And I mean, we've put the elbow work in, you know what I mean? We have done a lot of work in the last 2 years. I'm looking at this flyer now for the big show we did, a big December 9th show that we played with Never Wake and Resistance 13 and Alter the Design and Silence Follows. And that was our big launch here in Pittsburgh, where we really started networking with other bands and getting involved in the local scene. And we had a really successful night, and that kicked off a whole series at the Fun House at Smalls. They wanted to invite us to come in and do a hard rock and heavy metal night once a month, which is taking off. We're actually in the process of rebranding that right now and doing
now, Jerry, may I stop you there for a moment?
Absolutely.
Now, I believe that there is an announcement going out about an hour before this broadcast. And
oh yeah.
So
yeah. Well, because we're recording this on Wednesday night.
We're recording this on Wednesday night, and it will run Thursday at 8. And yeah, if you would like
to... So, wait a minute. Are you telling me we're in the future right now?
We are. We are in the future right now, Paul.
What happened to then?
Well, then is now.
When will then be now?
Soon. You guys promise not to mess with my head anymore. I told you, I already took my seat.
Well, I'm asking you if you would like to throw in another one of those.
Well, basically, now it has already been announced. So, I mean, I guess it's like I could already say something.
Because we're in the future right now, and so it has already been announced.
It's already been announced. This is great. I like this. I don't have to keep the secret. yeah.
So those shows have developed into.
Julie and I starting a production company, promotion company, and hopefully we got it out in time and I'm not blowing the secret.
No. Trust me. This will go out at 8.
Yeah.
Well, no, that means you have to get it out in time.
about to say I've set the hardest of deadlines for this because I have already announced this in the future.
There is no messing up.
I just gasped in surprise yesterday. So.
Yeah. We've been networking with a lot of people, and we're really, Julie and I, and I mean, John, you, me, Paul, a lot of us have been involved. Lee has definitely been a big part of Zosha, Zach from Rain to Z. We've been networking with a lot of people in Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas and talking to people in the local scene about how to build the local scene up. And one of the big things is, you know, there needs to be a promotion company. You know, we need somebody doing promotions here whose main focus, and I mean the primary objective, being to build up the local scene here and to help local bands grow and to help the scene grow. And I'm not taking any shots at anybody. I'm not saying that anybody out there is not doing that. And we've had some promotion companies, some new ones pop up recently. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking a shot at anybody else's project whatsoever. I have just seen a need for a promotion company or more promotion companies, we'll say, that have the aim of building up the local scene.
I agree.
And that is what we intend to do. You know, Julie and I, we go to a lot of local shows. We support a lot of people's projects. I'm definitely not trying to, like, toot our own horn. It's just that we've really gotten involved with everyone, and not everyone, but with other people's projects, and we have made a real effort to go out and be a part of the scene. And what we've seen in the scene is that there is definitely a need for organization, and there's definitely a need for someone to start trying to reach out, you know, and get Pittsburgh in touch with that branch of that, you know, that bigger industry, that music industry that's out there. And I mean, it's partially represented here. I'm not going to say it's nowhere around, but it's just, I mean, come on now. I can't pull any punches. Like, if a band wants to get serious about getting signed or going on tour or becoming professional musicians and getting some national recognition for their project, step one is to move out of Pittsburgh and to get out of Pittsburgh.
Okay. And that is simply you're killing me. Are you going to say the name of the company? It's like I'm dying here. I'm like, come on, tell them what the hell. This is so amazing.
It's called Twist of Fate Productions. Twist
yes.
Of Fate Productions. Yeah. The future now. I didn't blow any secret.
No, but having an hour ago, you better have put out your message.
Oh yes, it's.
Or else I'm breaking. I mean, hey, if you want me. To have the,
that was,
you know,
happen now too, like the computer's gonna crash or something.
Well, it only took us an hour to get into this podcast because of the computer issues.
Well, no, we're gonna do it on a Facebook Live announcement, and I've done that at least plenty of times. So
yeah, thank
you. Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure John's not there.
You know? Yeah, right. Anytime we go live for the band, I'm always just like, yeah, we're live. This was a bad idea. Can't edit that out now. Sweet.
Every time I go live, and Paul, I don't know that you were in on this conversation, but Jerry and Julia were. Every time I go live, the pause on the live video picks some of the worst possible faces. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I was.
It's almost like someone took a picture of you eating cake when you were really hungry.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's the face you get.
Or this last one. Yeah. I was getting notifications during my son's birthday party that people were liking the last live video I did, talking about Build the Scene and the amazing things that we're doing here and the amazing amount of traffic that we're already getting. And
yeah, you guys are getting a lot of traction with that.
We really are. Build the Scene. First Angel Media for last year, it was outranking some other media sites. We were having a friendly, like, not really competition, but, you know, Bill checks our numbers for us. Bill Damiano, who owns Build the Scene, he checks our numbers for us. He's our web guy. And he would come back and be like, yeah, John is leading the pack, way leading the pack. And I thought I was kind of cool because last year I got, you know, around 250,000 hits from April until December. And this year,
That's awesome.
Right? I thought I was really cool. This year, I mean, there's a very real possibility, actually, with the addition of the staff that I have now on First Angel Media, there's easily going to be 340,000 to 350,000 hits. But
wait till this podcast gets up.
Oh, I know, right? But Build the Scene hit over its 100,000 mark already.
That's
and it was not officially published until last month. So, I mean, Bill blew me out of the water, and I just sat there looking around and go, okay. But,
well, that's good,
tell
though,
me when I hit a million.
Yeah.
No, but when someone you work with accomplishes something.
Oh, it's amazing.
Right. That's what I mean. See, I like to look at that like, you know what? That's great because that proves to me that I can do this. It's like, you know, they talk about, this is funny, they talk about like the world records and how for years a world record will stand and then all of a sudden someone beats it. And next thing you know, like two or three people the next year beat it. And it's because, you know, my buddy was telling me, he's like, it's because people see that something's possible and all of a sudden they're able to do it because they see that it's possible. It's not this unattainable thing. So when somebody I work with attains something and I'm just like blown away, you know what I mean? They've kind of passed me up. I'm just like, well, good. That's awesome. They showed me that I can do this. If they can.
I really like that. When one of us grows, all of us grow. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Lady J sitting down with Jerry and Paul from Winner's Descent. We've thrown a lot of plugs in there tonight, so let's do a little bit of a caption of what we've talked about. We began by talking about the wonderful show that happened at River City in Wheeling, and that was put on by DAM, That's Entertainment, LLC. That would be the Return of Resistance 13 show. And we've got
awesome venue, by the way, just pointing that out.
It really was
the name of the company who did the stages and the sound and everything?
You know what, I have it right here in front of me actually, because in the comments we had accidentally credited the production company with the promotion. So, the production company is CA House Production. I believe the name there is Steve CO, CEO. And production manager is Justin West. Now, Douglas Boston is the owner of DAM, That's Entertainment. And they did an amazing job. We have talked about the people at that show, Resistance 13, In Service of Serpents. I always feel like I'm like doing the whole hissing thing whenever I say all of that. So it's kind of cool, yeah, you know. It really, that's branding right there. We had also Heroes Like Villains, and I never remember the name of the song. I want to say it's Walk on the Moon, but it's Get a Bad Dance with Me, and
they covered
it. And anyone listening,
people were dancing to that song.
Listen to me, they covered that song. Anybody listening needs to go over there too, because they covered that song.
Yeah, it started and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden it turned into like a rock version of it. I was like, this is awesome.
Did metal growls halfway through, and it was like, dude.
Yeah, they definitely surprised me.
You're awesome!
Those folks were just so clean, and they were really good. And
everybody was so amazing.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's just like this ripping scream. Like they found a way to balance it out.
They did.
Yeah, impressed with them.
Yeah, and I mean, they were kind of like a pop punk kind of feel, and then they broke into that, and it was just like, yes, oh yes.
Yeah, they had screamo edge to their stuff.
They had metal heads and everybody else dancing to that stuff.
Yeah, we should probably mention Millville, too. We're playing Millville Music Fest next.
Oh, I would think that would be a really good thing, especially since Millville Music Festival is, I mean, good Lord. It's amazing.
It's a good event
every
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Millville is a huge event. I think there is like 200 acts. I think I heard it's 200 on the nose that they're going to have between all the venues and the entire day there.
They
stole your words.
Well, you know, because I went last year.
Yep.
And
are you there?
How can I even put this? Millvale. All right, let me put it this way. The Pittsburgh Ecosystem Project meeting. Jonathan, who heads that up, was there. You can find him on the Metal Edge. Let's go ahead and plug them too. But
you're like Oprah with the plugs.
I am. You get a plug. But
it's under my chair.
It's a plug.
Paul, if there's anything there, I didn't put it there, so run.
As long as it's under your chair,
they're
not on it.
Right.
That's a different kind of plug.
But I actually was talking with him. I mean, we sat together during that project meeting, and afterwards, he was wearing a shirt, you know, Millvale Music Festival, and someone came up to him, and he's like, and the guy says, well, so tell me, I mean, Mr. Smalls is a really big venue there, so how do they feel about you guys taking over Millvale? And Jonathan is such a sweet guy. And he just smiles really politely at him. And he's like, well, actually, they give us Mr. Smalls in order to do this. Now, Jonathan's last...
like, one of the biggest places there.
Right. And yeah, now, Jonathan's... last name, in case anyone wants to look him up and find out, you know, what all this Millvale stuff is. He's the production manager at the Metal Edge. He does the production at Millvale Music Festival. I know that he is the bassist at Only Flesh, and I believe that there is another band he's involved in. I think it's the Existential Gentlemen. Now, that one I can't really be certain of, but I'm pretty certain. And his last name is Keilback, I do believe, K-E-I-L-B-A-C-K. So that wonderful man is who we're talking about right now. But he is he's really sweet. And for him to be able to look up and be like, you know, they let us have the venue.
Yeah,
they're part of it.
Participating in the event, yeah.
Yeah, and I loved... that, because that's kind of where, like, I lost my words. Everyone in Millvale participates. Everyone. I mean, I was walking down the street, actually, with Lee last year, trying to keep up with him. The man is a fast walker. And I looked over, and you know that churches were not listed as venues in Millvale, but there were like three churches that actually had Christian acts in all day. They may not have been like an official part of Millvale, but you know what? They joined in. And that's something that I feel, you know, Jerry, you were talking earlier about the things that Pittsburgh needs and that sense of community. And instead of looking over it at, you know, I'll look at all these metal heads and punk rockers and everything happening in our town, you know, somebody went, hey, you know, there's Christian bands too, right? Why don't we do this too? And it was, you know, the entire feeling was one of family. And if anyone knows me at all, they know that I am very proud that First Angel Media is fam. and that we're all one big family. So to me, it was very touching.
The best thing about that event is how many different kinds of music there are and how many different kinds of bands.
And all day long, too.
All in one place, you know?
Yeah. Now, some of it's a hike. Some of it is a hike. I mean, last year, Dakota, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to attempt your last name, honey. I love you, but I'm not even going to attempt your last name. The owner of Devil Inside Promotions, one of my good friends, Dakota, he, I, and Lee were walking around, and we hoofed it everywhere. And Dakota halfway through was like, okay, look, I'm not traveling that other mile. My bus stop is two blocks from here, and that's where I'm going.
Well, it's a good thing Millvale's only like 2 miles wide.
I know. We hoofed it everywhere, and it's not that big of an area. You have such a concentration of bands everywhere, and he was like, Lee, I love you, but I don't need to see you this bad. Because we were going back to where Lee was playing that night, and he's like, nah, dude, I understand. So, I mean, but Millvale is, it is a sense of community. It really is. And they're doing amazing things. And I think that this is the kind of thing that everyone needs. The community needs to be woken up that the music is out there. The musicians have a chance. Like you said, Paul, they're everywhere, all over the place. You know, you can sit in one venue for the entire night because that's the metal stage. And you're going to see all of these metal bands. But you're also going to be able to, you know, move to the next stage. You can see five bands, three of whom you've never seen at the one. Or you could move to another and find all kinds of different genres. So Pittsburgh has some stuff going on here. I mean, I'm really proud of it. And I'm proud of you guys for everything that you've accomplished in the last, well, what, 7 years? 10 officially, but especially what you've been accomplishing lately.
What did I tell you in West Virginia after the show? I said, this is only the beginning, Jonna. It's been 10 years, but this is only the beginning.
Yes. This is very, very true. Now, guys, there is something that I want to end each show on, if you don't mind. The people are hearing about you. Some of them know you. I do this in my interviews, too. What would be something that you would want to say to those who are listening right now?
Oh my gosh. Put the pressure on. Jeez.
Especially given the fact that I'm like half asleep and on friggin'...
I know. Poor Jerry had no idea that we were going to have technical difficulties. And so he took his ZQL before he ever got on here with me. And I have a voice that puts people like into a very calm, almost mesmerized place. So he's been listening to me for the last hour. And
the ZQL does that anyway, but that's probably good. You'll get an ominous response out of me instead of something that I'm like formulating to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I'll make it easy for you. I'll go first so you can think, Jerry.
There we go.
Don't attempt to think. That's terrible.
You just want to go off the cuff then? Just go. I'll go second.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just want everyone to know that, you know, we're really excited about what we're doing right now. And, you know, our music is us. And every band that makes music, you know, I mean, if you really love what you're doing it because you love it and you're not doing it to please other people. But as far as like what the band's doing and what I'm doing personally in the scene, I'm really excited to work with everybody. And, you know, for the last 2 years, I've become really involved in the scene here. And I'll tell you what, for the longest time, I had a really sour attitude about this place. I mean, playing show after show and trying to get people out and feeling like you're constantly fighting an uphill battle. I had kind of an attitude, but I'm really excited about what I've seen recently happening here. And I see a lot of people who really care and who really believe in each other. And I am really excited to see what's going to happen next. And I'm looking forward to working with everybody here.
Well, it does all certainly seem to be going up, especially for you guys, with the direction that you're heading. And Jerry, good luck with Twist of Fate. Paul, what would you like to say?
Well, sort of like what I said before, you know, I think we're kind of like the clickbait band. So if you're going to see your friends band and you see our name on the bill,
better watch out.
And you've never heard us before, you know, come see us, because if we look like we're having a great time on stage, we really are having a good time on stage.
You guys really do.
And we have a blast. And we're going to, like, you're going to become a part of it by seeing us. So, you know, we make everybody become a part of what we're doing. And it's a lot of fun to see us. I want more people to experience what we're experiencing.
I think that's...
Plus, we'll let you pat John's beard.
Oh, hey, I'm kind of in for that one.
I see you on the chair.
No, I really see great things happening for you guys. Paul, you're not kidding. You guys really draw in the crowd at this last show in Wheeling. I had a woman grab me in the audience because I happened to be wearing one of Winter's Descent's t-shirts. Plug for me. I took the photo that's on it. And plug for Robbie, because Endeavor After LLC was the one who created the shirts. He did a great job with that. And the woman sees me taking the photos for Winter's Descent, and she grabs me excitedly by the shoulders and says, trying to scream over the music, "Who are they?" With this great big smile and these big bright eyes. And I mean, I was like, they're these guys.
you can't flatter us any more than by coming up to the stage and seeing what we do and being a part of it. Like, that's what we live for, and that's what we want. So yeah.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to get a lot more of what you want there, Paul. My dogs are trying to get in here. People may hear the scratching in recordings. Yes. And I have 3 very big dogs who want in here to cuddle with me. And so I am going to have to let you guys go. But,
You know, it's time for food.
It's time for cuddles. It is currently 11:18 PM and my dogs are babies. they are my babies. They sleep on top of me and beside me every night. And they're like, "Mom, you should be in bed." So
that is a 3-dog night for you. You don't need blankets, you're just covered in dogs.
That's basically it, yeah. Yeah. they're nice big dogs. But
well,
so
we really appreciate you having us on. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you guys had some fun with me. And I will be talking to you later, and I will be talking to everyone else next week. You'll be hearing from me. Another episode of Audio Gossip with Lady J will be happening on Thursdays at 8 every week. Next week...
Know, we've sung so many people praises. I just want to thank you, Donna, for everything that you do, because you're a huge part of the scene, and you do so much for so many artists and musicians out there.
Thank you.
You truly believe in people and what they're trying to do with their art, and
I truly believe in our scene. I really do.
You're one of the biggest proponents, and, with what you do with First Angel Media and your photography, you just you're crucial to what we're doing in Pittsburgh. So I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Well, then I will say goodnight to you guys, and I'll say goodnight to everybody else out there who has stuck with us through this podcast. Thank you so much. This has been fun. Thank you, Winter's Descent, Paul, Jerry, for breaking new ground with
Wednesday
me.
Wednesday or Thursday, whatever. Good night and goodbye.
And everybody, I will be coming back to you next week, possibly with Silk 9. I'll be talking to them after this weekend's show. about some great things
They're
that they have
like,
happening.
Descent was so awesome.
They are, aren't they? They are. I know it. I'll be talking to Anthony, and he'll be all like, "No, they were great. They were really great. They were like clickbait, man." But I will be seeing everybody Thursdays at 8 with Audio Gossip with Lady J. And thank you, everyone, for joining me. With love.
Kaboom.
Bye.
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 Okay.